We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Mark James, Andy Hart. It's James and Hart getting you through your Saturday on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
All right, 617-779-7937. 3 hours, 8 minutes down, and only 52 minutes to go. Jesus,
wow, you're counting them.
I will say this. It's gone by quickly. It's gone by very quickly.
And you didn't want to work with me.
No, I still don't.
I still hate you.
I still hate you, too. You suck. But besides, at least...
And I do... Hey, we honestly dislike each other, I think, a little. I don't know how deep it goes.
Here's the thing.
We rub each other the wrong way, let's say.
Yeah, but here's the one thing I will say. At least we acknowledge it, unlike other shows in this market.
Right.
I'll leave it at that.
Just go with it.
And that's open for interpretation.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Right. You don't even know what I'm talking about?
No.
But, like, at least it's, like, unlike other shows in this market...
In this building?
Perhaps...
Oh.
Who have chemistry of like oil and water.
Wow. He rubs me the wrong way. Seems like just a really phony, fake TV guy.
Yeah, that's me.
I kind of stand by that.
No, not a fake
worst
TV guy.
Worst part for you is if you're not a TV guy and you come off as a fake, phony TV guy. That's really bad for you.
I never wanted to come out. You know what? You walked around when I saw you at Foxborough. Like, you kind of own the place. You kind of own the place. So I don't think that's accurate.
No, I stick to myself.
But you had your little, like, you know, I'm not saying you were in a clique, but I'm saying that you just sort of like, yeah, you had the people that you talked to, and then I was just over trying to do my job, and that's it.
Well,
you know,
the other issue I have down there, I've said a million times, I'm not the media in the team's eyes.
I have no team employee.
I'm a man without a homeland. The team treats me like media. The media treats me like team.
Oh, okay.
And then I just stick with my Patriots.com
Paul Perillo still there?
Yes.
Okay, I like his stuff. You like Paul.
Yeah, I like Paul. You'd work with Paul.
I'd love to work with Paul.
He would be bored to death, and he would despise you.
Oh, that's great.
He would despise you.
But I'd love that.
He hates you. Oh.
He does?
I think. I'm just assuming.
No, he's never said it.
Bro, I don't have anything against him. You're just not his type.
Oh, okay. I don't have anything against him. But here's the thing. Like, even when Callahan asked me yesterday about, you know, Dale hates you, do you hate Dale? I go, no. I don't hate Dale. I love getting under his skin.
Right.
I don't hate the guy. You hate Dale? No. You know why I hate? The guy who tried to knock off David Ortiz last week. I hate that person.
Well, can you even hate him?
You don't know his situation. Well, I don't...
If there's drug cartels involved, for all we know, they threatened his family if you don't... I've seen enough movies. I don't know if it really works this way. You know, they threaten his kids and he has to do it because they threaten his kids.
I don't, like, hate his... That's a real...
Strong word.
It's a really... Like, I don't even... Yeah, and I...
But there's also radio hate.
Yeah, radio hate. Yeah.
Like, right. I hate LeBron James, but... I don't hate him. Like, if you were on the side of the road, by the way.
Now you and I have something really in common. And we found out something else that you said earlier off the air that we have in common. We both don't like Tiger Woods either.
Oh, I hate Tiger Woods.
Oh, my God. His might go beyond radio.
But
you know what's amazing? He came back and he won him. I never thought he would win another major.
No, what's amazing is everybody rooted for him.
I know.
I don't understand. What's he coming back from that wasn't self-created?
I didn't at all.
He's a bad guy, and all of America was behind him.
Everyone.
Not me. Well, not me. Love to root against him. I love Sundays when he's in the hunt so I can root against him to fail, because the best is when people like that fail.
Well, he's failing right now at the U.S. Open. He's nowhere in the top 20. So far. I'm sure he's got a reason.
Oh, my knee hurts. My back hurts. Oh, a camera went off in the gallery three holes away.
I literally thought there's no way this guy. Well, he'll never catch Jack. We know that.
I hope not.
No, again, you never know.
I never thought he was going to win again, and he won.
Yeah, I know. 617-779-7937. Someone wanted me to call you out, too. Something stupid. No, did you drive your truck into a pole, but you were sober?
Oh, complete. It was like 4 in the afternoon taking my son to basketball practice.
What happened?
There was a solar glare, I believe is the term.
Oh.
I got off. I like appealed it because your insurance. You know how you do anything.
Oh, they went to hiking?
Yeah,
but your son was okay?
Yeah. I mean,
okay,
everything went off. All the airbags went off. I mean, and I was only going
10 miles an hour. So I told that, this on
where,
Dale and
where,
Keith.
Where was this in?
It was at a elementary school in my town. We were going to lacrosse practice.
It was at an elementary school?
And I just turned, and the sun was right over the school, and I just never saw the light pole. Da, boom.
You're an idiot.
It's the height of idiocy.
Well, as long as your son's okay.
But the insurance board agreed with me, and they rescinded the points or whatever, so my insurance didn't go up.
They actually owed me.
I want to say it went up $1,000 a year for like 6 years.
Yeah. If you get something stupid where you like I had someone who my car was parked. I come outside of a Publix grocery store down in Florida.
They
backed into it. And there was white paint all over the car. And I'm like, damn. And not that my point, but they're like, well, it's a claim. And even though it doesn't get assessed, your insurance just subtly goes up the next time
insurance is the biggest scam.
But it's a legalized larceny.
You know, all these people that live in certain places where flooding isn't really an issue, but you're close enough to the, and they just drop you.
Yeah.
You've paid them for 40 years, you know, $1,000 a year. Now they're out. Nope, we're not going to insure you anymore.
Oh my God.
Scam.
It is a scam. 617-779-7937. Peter, one of my favorite guys, Peter in Jamaica Plain.
Peter?
He never, by the way, you talk about somebody who you can't, me and you can't stand, Tiger Woods and LeBron James. This is how this guy feels about Kyrie Irving. What's up, Peter?
It's not that I couldn't stand him. I just thought to play better without him. After some of his press releases, I couldn't stand him. But, Mark, you know a lot better than your co-host about basketball. I just want to comment. I think an Anthony Davis trade would be a bigger disaster than the Kyrie Irving trade. Okay? All the flags are out there. He's not going to stay. He just isn't.
Yep. I know.
I mean,
you don't. None of you really know. I agree with you.
Well, this is my question.
Most signs point to him not staying. I would agree with that.
What's your question, Peter?
Okay, my question is: last year, the Celtics were the consensus to win the Eastern Division. Correct.
Yep. Yep. Not this
the only
season.
Player they've
Whoa,
lost.
Back up. Not just the Eastern Division. The Eastern Conference.
Right, Eastern Conference. Go to the finals.
Right. That's what I meant. Okay.
Yep.
The only player they've lost is Kyrie Irving. And I think he's more than replaceable, okay? A pass-first point guard in the NBA or in Europe or in the draft is not that far, is not that hard to find. So basically, they're going to have the same team, maybe even better.
Without the superstar, though. The reason they were the favorite in the East was Kyrie Irving. People were looking at a prime of his career superstar
who was healthy.
And you're taking away that superstar.
And he sucked.
No, I agree with you. Like, this year was terrible for him. I do not like him at all. But the presumption of them going to the finals was built around a team that Kyrie was the superstar, the core of,
absolutely.
And everybody
absolutely
else around
not.
Him was the quarterback.
Absolutely
so you can't
not.
Say you're
better without him.
No. You're not listening. I don't care what happened. You brought up predictions. Were they the favorite? They were the favorite because Kyrie was coming back.
Right. As a team who went to Eastern Conference Finals Game 7 without him and without Gordon Hayward. Now you had them both back.
It wasn't just because of Kyrie. They also liked the rest of the team.
Peter, he was the one option. He was the best player on the team. We know that.
The alpha.
It turned out he was a locker room cancer.
Correct.
He's a ball. He's a dribble first, shoot first guard when they need. You know, with all their scorers, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Gordon Hayward, they need a pass first point guard like Ricky Rubio. You know, you can go down the list. I mean, Malcolm Brogdon, how would you like to have him?
For a shooter, Malcolm Brogdon's a great shooter, Peter. I don't know. It is what it is.
It gets back to what we were talking about earlier, essentially, on paper. On paper, you're better with Kyrie, correct? That's why you were the favorite in the East. On the court, it didn't work.
Right.
And on paper, you're going to be worse without him. It could be better, right? You could go back to that plucky overachieving team and just chemistry. What was that phrase they use? Ubuntu or whatever.
Right. Ubuntu.
Back then. Maybe you have that again.
Yep.
But the reality is you can't say the only thing they're losing is Kyrie. That was the guy you were building around. That was like the whole future was you trade for Kyrie. You have Hayward. You're building this young team. You have these chips that either you develop Tatum and Brown and they're part of the core and you're this dynasty, or you deal them off to get what you need. Well, Kyrie was the centerpiece of that. You can't say that's all you're losing this offseason.
right?
Well, no, it's,
you can't say that.
Right, it's a huge piece. It's a huge piece. But I also think the Celtics, there's the chance that they could be addition by subtraction. They could be better without
him. Sure.
We don't know. I mean, we don't know.
What is the
right,
mix?
Well,
what,
right. I mean, you like, and I'm throwing out guys. I mentioned Ricky Rubio, putting a trade in for Jrue Holiday. Not that he would be available, but whatever. We don't know. All I know is they're at the crossroads, and Wick Grosbeck has come out and basically said, and I copied the tweet here on my notes, and he said on the Celtics offseason, quote, "We have so many options this summer that I really don't know what will happen over the next 2 to 3 weeks. That's the fun of it and the stress of it." Then he goes on to say, quote, "I don't have any interest in being mediocre for the next 10 or 15 years. I'd rather go for it, hit the driver off the fairway. I occasionally do that." Then he said, "I completely share Danny's outlook and support it of looking at options that are aggressive and could lead to a championship. That's the mindset."
So he might as well have just said Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
All those words said Anthony Davis.
Right.
Pal in Providence and Chief and all these people that say, "I'm a football guy."
Mike in North of Providence, just he puts you in your place. Just
no,
don't
he
be
didn't.
That. Yeah, he got you.
Pal.
He got you. Josh
that is a
Nashua.
Pet peeve of mine, pal.
Josh
and
in Nashua. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, how you guys doing? I was talking about Anthony Davis. I don't know about him being the right fit over here. And I feel like maybe going after somebody like Carl Anthony Davis.
Carl Anthony Towns. I don't think he's on the block.
Towns.
I like him a lot. I'd go after him, too.
I like Cat.
I like Cat. And they have similar stats.
They do.
He's already been signed.
And by the way, Cat, it's a better shooter.
Yes.
Exactly.
Not a better defensive player, though. That's the difference. I mean, Anthony Davis is arguably the best defensive player in the NBA.
Defense.
Yeah, but I think defensively as a whole, I think the team is good enough to...
Hey, Josh, I'll tell you this too. Carl Anthony Towns, he would have no issue coming to Boston. None. This wouldn't be like, "I'm not going to Boston." You know, and that's where you use KG, and KG would... So if I was the Celtic, that's where I would... A former Timberwolf.
Yeah, but why would the Wolves get rid of him?
Exactly. Unless he's not happy, I don't know. I mean, they're not winning anything right there. They got Flip Saunders as the head coach. I don't know.
You send picks over there. You send maybe, you know.
Yeah.
I think they'd be a little hesitant to trade with the Celtics.
Tatum, one of them, you know, Rozier, you send some.
Yeah, I'm all for it. You don't have to sell us.
I would love it, Josh. I think it's a hypothetical fantasy, but I would love to have that. I mean,
we're just
going to
go down that road. I mean, there's plenty of opportunities to get guys, but I fell in love. I think it was the Combine this year. Somebody gave me tickets to a Pacers game, and Towns was ridiculous. I was pissed because they rested him too much in the second quarter. I thought I was going to see a guy score
a
like 60.
Game.
Yeah, against the Pacers.
Yeah, no,
you were at the Combine.
I was at the Combine in Indiana.
Nice.
And he went off, and then they rested him for like 8 minutes in the second quarter. I was pissed. I thought I was going to see a historic night.
Wow.
I'll have to look it up. I want to say he had like 28 in the first quarter.
He is sort of an Anthony Davis clone. Like I said, the only thing about him, Josh, a little soft and defensive, Mark, but better shooter. That if the Celtics got Carl Anthony Towns, man, that would be amazing. That would be amazing. I don't know. I mean, that again is pie in the sky, so we don't know. You know, that's something that all I know is Wick wants to win. He wants to win now. He doesn't want to win, you know, in 2 seasons, in 3 seasons. He wants to win now. So there's that. Ralph and Cranston on David Ortiz. What's up, Ralph?
Hey, guy. I just wanted quickly with the Celtics. Why don't people just say the two culprits this year after the fact? Ainge 1, Stevens 2. Ainge did a hot. Ainge didn't acquire anybody. Yep. He didn't do anything for a whole year. I mean, Gasol was out there.
Right.
Toronto got him. They got to be better. Both of them have to be better. Stevens lost control. If they have a bad start next year, I can't Stevens because he just
I
didn't
know. Ralph,
year.
I just, and I said for the record, for over a year now, I've been on the why does Brad Stevens get a pass in this town? And I've started the bandwagon. And now I know, Ralph, you and a lot of other people have looked for some reason, Ralph, whether it's the media or the fans, or he has that golly gee, oh shucks sort of look. I don't know what it is, but he gets a pass in this town. It drives me crazy.
Winning does it, but you know, he is a good college coach, but I don't know if, you know, what's going to do. But anyway,
The guy, Greg Doyle with the Indianapolis Star, said to me, the great writer and columnist, and said that all Hoosier Nation down there, there's a blank check with Brad Stevens' name on it. If he ever wants to go back, please save the Hoosier. Like, come back to college basketball. But apparently, Brad Stevens, like, if he only, like, they were saying that the only programs he would be interested if he went back to, and who knows, this is all, like, hearsay, which you can't, would be Duke or North Carolina. And I'm like, nah, I think
he's going to end up back at college.
I think IU would be a place. Because here's the thing, too. After what he had to deal with Kyrie this year, I tell you, I think he's probably saying this NBA thing ain't so
great.
Well,
that's the thing. And that's what, I disagree with the caller a little bit. He's proven himself a good NBA coach.
But he's a good coach, but he failed this year. So
he did. But to really get over the top in the NBA.
But if I could get to Ortiz just one, you know, I don't think anyone's talked about this all day. I was tied up. You know, as soon as I heard this, I just started thinking, well, you know, I kind of like relate this to a Bob Kraft situation. Now, we've had this year two iconic people, if not liked or loved by everyone, at least respected.
Beloved.
And the two of them have done, you know, idiotic things. Now, whatever's going
on.
I'm in the legal profession.
You are in the legal profession. You are?
Yeah. I'm an investigator, and I invest. That's why I knew with Kraft. I knew it wasn't human trafficking, but why would you do, you're going to an Asian spa and pay, why, Ortiz.
Twice in 18
you are,
hours,
you are everything.
Too.
You've had an amazing, you have an amazing life. Something serious went on here for these people. Nine people want to kill this guy. I mean, it probably is. He was having an affair with this cartel's wife. Something insane. Why would you put, you're on top of the world. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't feel bad for him. I feel bad for the situation. And it's sad. Now, he's the spokesman for Foxwoods. What do the sponsors do? If you're a sponsor, you want this guy now? I got to tell you, I don't.
I don't know, Ralph. That's a great point. I mean, it's an interesting point, and that's something that I can't answer. I don't know how they feel, but this is a bad look on him. The Robert Kraft thing is just a bad look. If you think Robert Kraft is a bad guy because of what happened at the Orchids of Asia Day Spa in Jupiter, then you're a complete idiot and a moron. You don't get it.
And I'm probably living in a glass house.
Yeah, I mean, we know. Let me just say this. If you think what Robert Kraft did, you know, what he thought was behind closed doors and all this stuff is some of the worst things that owners do, I'm talking all pro sports owners do, you have another thing coming. And Jim Irsay getting caught with $35,000 in cash on him, drug paraphernalia, there's worse than Irsay. So, like, let's not sit here. The one thing I learned about this from this whole situation is that Robert Kraft and David Ortiz are human, just like you and me. They have a lot more money than you and me, but they're human. They're not perfect. They make mistakes just like you and me. Now,
hey, Quentin, what's up, man?
Are you fired up? You got that one, Eamon? You fired up? You know, they're not perfect, but Robert Kraft is not a bad guy because of what happened. He was an error in judgment. You know, he went to a place that he shouldn't have been at, and he went twice on the AFC Championship game weekend, and it's just embarrassing. It's regrettable.
You fired up.
But, I mean, there are owners out there that do things that would blow your mind. So, but the David Ortiz thing, this is he almost lost his life, Andy. He could have lost his life.
Yep.
You know, prosecutor in Dominican Republic, Boston Globe, just reporting right now, says he will seek a 40-year sentence for alleged shooter in David Ortiz case.
Well, and did you see the thing that one of the guys that is a suspect still on the loose is wanted in a Pennsylvania shooting? Pennsylvania, April 2018.
Are you kidding me?
They believe it's the same person, same name, and they've compared mugshots, and the local district attorney
for
says,
what?
Yeah, we think attempted homicide. Some shooting in Reading, Pennsylvania. Yep. And then there was another report that he might be involved with something in New Jersey. Here's my thing is,
will the justice system in the Dominican Republic really go after the Pablo Escobar drug lord in this case?
Not if you believe sort of the...
Right.
It's just corruption from top to bottom.
Right, that's what I'm
and
saying.
And that he's in.
Right.
And that not only is he in, so he owns some of them. The others fear him immensely.
These nine defendants right now that are being accused with, you know, conspiracy, whatever, to commit murder or whatever, that they're not going to be extradited to the U.S. This isn't going to be tried on U.S. soil.
That's what the Reading DA said. I'll never see this guy because it's not going to happen. That's
right.
Just a dream.
Exactly. 617-779-7937. You want to talk more? We were talking about the Bruins choking Game 7, what the Celtics need to do being at a crossroads, David Ortiz, O.J. Simpson joining Twitter. But right now, it's time to trend.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game.
That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now back to James and Hart on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
I would say this, there's not much that really scares Danny Ainge on stuff like this. He just believes that, look, he's not going to do something stupid, I don't believe. I don't think he's going to, he's not going to make a Tatum trade with nothing there. He's not going to give up all his assets. But posturing like this doesn't bother Danny Ainge. Just like bringing Kyrie back after all the turmoil doesn't really bother Danny Ainge. Danny Ainge is a player of the 1980s. He was playing in those Celtics locker rooms where most of the time they all hated each other. And there was a lot of back and forth between guys. He believes talent wins championships. So if he can get Kyrie Irving to sign, he will roll the dice and bet on his franchise. Okay.
Well, that Kyrie is the catalyst in all this. At the end of the day, when it comes down to what the Celtics are going to do, and I tell you, if they can keep Kyrie here, do you have any idea? Like, you talk about a gift from the Sports Talk gods. Do you have any idea how great of a gift that is to us just to be on Sports Talk Radio and people, the polarizing issue that is Kyrie Irving, him coming back with all the attitude and getting into it with me and, saying, what kind of question is that? Just everything he ever did. I mean, wow. I don't think he's back here. But I tell you, there's a part of me from a Sports Talk Radio standpoint that I'm so rooting for this to happen.
Yeah, I see. Either way, it's going to be good because it's either they're good, talent wins out, Danny's right, the chemistry thing was stupid and overrated,
right?
Or it flames out and you have endless hours of talk about Kyrie flaming out.
That's it.
Because you know he won't handle it well. He'll never handle it well, and he'll not handle it well on a daily basis. That's the other thing. He can't even step away, walk away, push away. It's well, I called LeBron, or then we had a flood. There's always something going on that they acknowledge and he talks about, and he... he can't help himself in that area. So, yeah.
No, I'll be fine.
Why do you think that?
Because I'm here.
Right there. You're guaranteed to get one of those like once a week.
Oh, and there's plenty of them. I mean, even...
Or the other way, and those dry up. Why? They dry up because you're like 62 and 20 and you're cruising to the Eastern Conference and then everybody's happy to talk to
you. Like, you know, you got
what kind of question is that?
a legitimate question. I mean, I just, you know...
Nah.
How do you feel about this team?
Okay, next question.
And then I asked him. I asked him the same. That was me.
I didn't know.
I asked him the same question after they lost to the Bucks and they were down 3-1. I said, "What's your confidence level on this team?" And he's like, "Unwavering, unwavering." I'm like, "Wow, that changed." I asked him the exact same question to see if he would
That's unwavering. That's unwavering. It's the game of basketball.
Yeah, he's very bipolar.
I don't know if it's bipolar. There's something.
Nah.
Well, the mood swings.
It's a basketball genius.
But the mood swings are just. I mean, just to come out to the season ticket holders and the season starts, say I'm going to be here, do the commercial with his dad, Dredrick, for Nike and say, I wear 11, so hopefully someone, one day, no one else will be able to. Right. Like, you're going to now leave Boston for the, like, are you he's so polarizing.
Wait,
God.
You mean people say things and then don't follow through with them? They change their mind? It's weird.
I know.
Because some in Providence told me that doesn't happen.
Yeah, I know. You're still seething from Mike in North Providence.
Pal.
617-779-7937.
Aren't we all in our own way, though?
Yeah, we are.
Tracy, that's why we're here.
Tracy in Bangor, Maine. What's up, Tracy?
I'm not in Bangor. I'm in New Gloucester.
Well, it says Bangor, Maine on the call screen.
Yeah, so. I got to defend him. I don't like him, but I got to defend him. It says Bangor right here.
Yeah.
No, that's it. It's my ear, the phone I have.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I want to keep Kyrie. And I don't know if it's feasible with the salary cap issues. But why not make, instead of going after Anthony Davis, why not go after what he wants to play with and do a sign and trade for Durant? And if Durant's willing, I think he's doing Supermax this year. And I don't know if he can work that into the salary cap issue, the luxury tax.
Wait, we're getting Durant and Anthony Davis? Is that the outcome of this?
Yeah,
No, Anthony Davis.
Oh.
Forget Anthony Davis. He wants to play with Durant. He made that very clear. Why not get Durant to come here?
Oh, you want Kyrie.
Sign and trade.
And Anthony Davis. And Kevin Durant.
Here's my thing on
Kevin Durant on one leg right now.
Right. I was going to say, he's out for all next season, number one.
Right.
And when he comes back, Tracy, in October of 2020, he's going to be 32 years old. And you know as well as I do, when you're coming back from an Achilles injury in basketball, that's the worst thing you can be coming yep. back from, Tracy.
I know. But
I mean, that's tough.
Maybe,
oh, you made
Casey Anthony Davis
sad.
Doesn't want to be here, and I don't want to see him give up all these assets for something that's not going to be here. And then, you know what? You're going to be mediocre for 15 years.
Okay, and so you have no faith.
You want to play with Durant.
Yeah. Yeah, all but right. Durant is not may not be Durant ever again. KD may be gone. It may be a different...
That's what I'm saying.
No, I think he'll still yeah. be good.
I do, too.
But I don't know that he'll be... Elite, the truly best of the best.
Right. I mean, when he came in that one quarter and I mean, scored 11 points in 12 minutes, I'm right. just like, Jesus, this guy
hey,
is.
Hey, Mark, can yeah. I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I listen to you, you know, I hear you on the radio all the time. What is the issue you have with Dale? I'm always curious that no one ever asked and nothing ever said. I mean, I know you guys can't stand each other, but I don't know where the basis of that comes from.
You know what? I guess it just came from the fact that I got under his skin. And I got under his skin, and if you get under Dale's skin, he will just shut you out. And that's
lame
fine.
Name,
I
James.
Heard there's rumors that when he walks the halls, if he has an issue with you, he'll give you a stink eye. But I mean, Dale's like a premier guy. He's
yeah,
done it all.
Well, he just doesn't like everybody. That's fine. Listen, Tracy. I will tell.
Who does?
But Tracy, the thing is, not everybody. You know, this business is you just don't get along. And I can poke the bear a little bit. I was trying to engage on a crossover a few weeks ago, and Dale didn't want to do it. So
because he's a clown. From? What do I care what he says? What?
You know. So that's it.
All right. That's okay. Fine. I love Dale. I don't need the reason why. He makes my morning midday show. I used to be my afternoon guy. He's one of the best. He's in hockey. He did football.
He did. And by the way, Tracy did a really great job on the Nesson pre and post coverage all season. I got to give Billy Jaffe, Andy Brickley, Barry Peterson, and my good buddy, who's the executive producer, Sean Allen. Those guys did a tremendous bang up job all Bruins postseason. They worked their asses off. So
sucking up.
No, they Arnold. Did. No. Listen, I will. I give credit where credit's due.
You don't work
due.
There anymore. You don't have to suck up.
No, I don't. But I give credit where credit's due. Don't worry. There's
Paul Perillo stinks. That's what I'm saying.
Paul. I like Paul Perillo.
I know you want to do radio with Paul. Yeah, guess what? That ship has sailed. Not happening. He hates you.
Oh, you texted him?
No, I can check.
Oh, all right. Well,
I can speak for him. I worked with him for like 18 years. I think I can speak for him.
Seems like a good Italian man. Paul in Northampton is not Paul Perillo, but
no.
Paul in Northampton's next. What's
I
up,
totally
Paul?
Agree with no, that. I'm working on it, but I'm not there yet.
Yeah, you're working on it, Paul.
So thanks for taking my call. I got a point and then a question to end with. Now, with this Kyrie salary situation, I don't. People keep throwing out the whole Boston can pay him more with the fifth year and all that. But the thing is if he goes to Brooklyn, he'll make 36 a year. If he stayed here, he'll make 38. And after 2 years, he's going to opt out and sign that 5-year, 10-year max contract for 35%.
So you think that, yeah, well,
so he's probably going to be.
Yeah, this is a
he's
player.
He's going to be looking for a deal where he can opt out after yep. probably the first year. So if he goes to where he wants, like where he wants, and he doesn't like it, he could leave,
right.
go to a new place, and then re-sign after that.
Like LeBron did when he went back to Cleveland. Right. He kept them on the string every year. Will he come back? Right. Well, he won't. I'll come back until finally he
and
said
KD
no.
And KD has done it with us. He's had
that's
one
right.
year opt-ins, opt-out.
Right. This is a player.
So why not give it to Kyrie here?
What is it? Paul
Davis?
Yeah.
Kyrie? 1 year, give him his opt out, whatever it need to be.
Hey, if it's as long as you got two superstar players for 1 year, I just don't want one superstar player. Because here's another thing that no one talks about: who's the last dominant big man to win a title? Shaq in 2006. And guess mm-hmm. what? At that point, Paul,
so we're due.
Shaq wasn't dominant either. Yeah. It was Dwayne Wade who was dominant. So you don't need the dominant big man to win a title. Although it'd be nice.
I think that's why I like it too, because I'm not a big fan of where the NBA is right now in terms of three-pointers and the
but that's
way
the game. I know, and I hate it.
That's the game. So if I can put together
it's
a point guard
basketball.
And a big... Yeah, but I'd rather go point guard, big man, old school win.
You can't. It doesn't work anymore that way. The last one was Kobe Shaq.
Well, we're going to be the first of the new era.
No,
here's the problem, guys. I'm down with getting him. The issue is if he doesn't want to be here, it doesn't matter if we're willing to do it. The money isn't enough of a factor for him to say it's more worth it to stay here because he can still get his money down the road somewhere else.
Yeah, but feelings change.
Us,
he
I
might
guess
win.
Our question is a sub 200-pound 6'3 point guard really worth 35% of your salary cap in today's NBA?
No.
And when did a point guard who was the number one or two on his team, other than Chauncey Billups, win you a championship?
Oh, Steph Curry.
Every elite point guard who won a championship
Steph Curry.
Had two.
Paul.
Steph Curry. But nonetheless, to
Did
your
you
point.
Kill Paul off?
He was still there. Steph Curry, but I think he was saying that a point guard who had other surrounding parts. I mean, Steph had Draymond and
Kyrie
Thompson.
Will have Anthony Davis and Tatum or Brown, whoever stays and takes a leap.
But here's the thing that gets me too is that next year that you're going to have Gordon Hayward and Al Horford are going to account for close to like both of the
Gordon, like $60 million, right?
Over $60 million. Gordon Hayward accounts for over a quarter of the Celtics payroll next year. A quarter.
Have we totally given up
32.
On him?
No.
On the idea that maybe after a full year out of
right.
like
no,
he's back.
But he needs to really come back strong this
year. Because by the way,
this is it. This is
little,
it for him.
The little Kevin Durant idea? That would be even the worst thing.
That would be the worst thing.
You get Durant
thing.
Back and yeah. then realize it's like watching Hayward play. He's not the same guy coming off a major injury.
Yeah.
And there is a concern. The Achilles has not become like ACL, where you do the rehab, a year later,
right.
you're back.
Right, ACL's
That's
fine.
Not what the Achilles
no.
is.
No, like I believe Klay Thompson will be back next year.
Correct.
Yeah.
When he
He'll
comes
be fine.
Back,
He'll be
there'll
fine.
Be a slow period. He'll work his way back, just like all these receivers, whoever you are. There's an acclimation period, and then you're back. You get back to basically what you were pre-injury. Achilles in the 30s in the NBA... Not necessarily the same thing.
All right, final segment next. You want to chime in on the Bruins choke, the Celtics, what they should do, Big Poppy, 617-779-7937. Mark James, Andy Hart, closing it out next.
See you in the Bay, Aubrey.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Right back to James and Hart on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, final segment of the maiden voyage that is James and Hart here on WEEI.
Soon to be rebranded Hart and James.
Can't believe you got it's already Hart and James on the site.
Nice.
By the way, like I told you, if you say James and Hart, like I always think James, that's why when we did Dickerson and James, I always thought that James should be last because it's a last name and Hart is a James is like considered a first name. So it's like, who's James Hart?
I wrote it both ways and Hart and James looked better. So
yeah.
Oh, all right.
Bartles and James.
I don't care
Remember
about
those
that.
Old like wine coolers.
Yes, Bartles and James. Right, exactly. All right, let's get right through these calls. A lot of people want to get in, and I want to get everybody here before we go to Red Sox pregame with Will Fleming, Jim and Lowell. Jim, how are you?
Hey, good afternoon, Hart and James. How are we doing today?
Good.
We're going to end the show with a bombshell. Does any enterprising reporter really want to do the exploration as to whether or not Brad Marchand through the series for St. Louis? And I think it's a legitimate question. Because his play was so bad, you have to wonder what was going on behind the scenes.
Wow, the Black Sox
scandal. I don't know how. It's strong. But you know what? Twice he left the ice when he was covering a guy, and both times they scored, including seventh game. His play was so bad. I think there's something going on behind the scenes for his play to be as bad as it was. I don't know what it was.
Seems like circumstantial evidence at best from where I'm viewing it.
Absolutely, but it's somebody who's gambled all their lives and has been associated with people who do likewise.
You know, Jim, I think it was just two really piss-poor decisions, and that was it. I don't know. Brad Marchand he would not, that guy took it worse than anybody.
Right.
Anyone.
Maybe he's a good actor.
He could be.
Jim sounds like he knows the gambling game.
Well,
and he smells something funny.
No.
Are you going to doubt Jim and Lowell?
Not as much. I won't. No. Well, I love Jim and Lowell.
That's right. He lived that Black Sox scandal.
He
you
could,
know that.
I don't know. Kevin in a car.
Hey, guys. Hey, Mock and Hot. What do you think of that?
Mock like and Hot. That.
That's not
Ooh,
bad
Ooh, that's
either.
Not bad.
Especially for Boston.
Mark and
that's
Hart.
That's good. That's
it's
good.
Because like, you got the Boston. Because you
yeah,
got
Mock and Hot.
Mock and Hot.
Mock and Hot.
Oh,
hey.
Now that's pretty good. That's good. Actually pretty good, Kevin.
You like that? Hey, how about this one, James? How about this one? How about this? Tyree Irving. It's all about him.
Yeah.
Good riddance. I can't wait for him to go to Brooklyn. He's a douche.
that seems a bit strong.
Well, no, I don't know. I don't know if it's...
No, I actually agree. He rubs people the wrong way.
He was a cancer.
There's
in the
no
locker
doubt.
Room.
He rubs people the wrong way. He's mercurial or whatever you want to call it.
Yep.
He's not likable. I mean, he's just, you know, it's all about him. I want guys that play for the name on the front, not on the back. And you know, he just never bought in. He's a coach killer. Guys like him kill coaches. They don't listen to coaches. And that's all I got to say, guys.
All right, Kevin. Mike and Hot. Nice contribution.
I like it.
Final caller, Robin East Bridgewater. Hello, Rob.
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
Just making a point. I always say for the Celtics offseason, plan A is always Irving and Davis. But plan B, even if it is to sell the farm for Davis, if it meant a championship, I think to do that. But I think people are sleeping on plan C, which would be stay the course, replace Irving in the starting lineup with Hayward. Hayward finally has a full summer to recover, for a year and a half to recover.
Who's your point guard?
Gordon Hayward.
Who's your point guard?
Gordon Hayward.
Who's your point guard?
I think he wants Hayward to be the point guard.
Dude, he's not a point guard, Rob.
Last year when he scored 15-plus, they were like...
Oh, Rob, are you going to end this show this way? Oh, no, we were doing so well. Those two callers were back to that. Rob,
Gordon Hayward, the point guard.
Yeah, Gordon Hayward. Who's your point guard?
Gordon Hayward. Who's your point guard?
I don't think you guys were on the same wavelength there.
Oh.
Like, they literally had Ricky Rubio. He was not the...
Yeah, right. Like just Ricky Rubio is fine. Like, you don't need...
But I think that is plan B, not the Gordon Hayward point guard thing, but Hayward, Brown, Tatum, Horford, like, stay the course.
Rosier starting at the point.
Well, right. How about what if the irony in a three-way deal, the Celtics don't get Anthony Davis. He goes to the Lakers, but the Celtics get Lonzo Ball as a point guard.
Wait, the Celtics are not doing a three-way deal with the Lakers.
Well, not getting
it's
Anthony
a three-way
Davis.
Deal
right.
With the Pelicans and a third team.
Yeah, no. First of all, I don't think there's going to be a three-way deal, period. I think it's going to be the Pelicans, Lakers, or the Pelicans, Celtics, or the Pelicans, Knicks, or the
it's
Pelicans.
Be Pelicans, Lakers. It really feels
yeah,
that
way. Ultimately, LeBron will get what he wants.
Right.
Ultimately.
He always does.
He always does.
And I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate him.
Yeah. Eamon, great job out of you. Any Hart, I still hate you.
And you'll never work with me until maybe next Saturday.
Right. Next Saturday, I will be at Fenway. I don't know if you will be.
Oh, I'll show up.
Oh, you
I don't know if you have the balls to show up.
I'll be there. I'll be there at Fenway across
you're
the
all talk.
From the House of Blues.
All talk.
House of Blues. No, I like going to Fenway.
No, I mean, I'll talk about not wanting to do a show with me and whistling back and down. You're all talk.
Mark and Hot.
Mark TV guy.
Mark and Hot. Mark and Hot.
Wrestling background. You folded.
No. We went at it. That was the real radio, as real as it's going to get. And I'm sure if you missed it, I would tell you to go to the podcast, or you can just listen to Mutt and Callahan all week long.
All week.
It'll be on all week long. And I'm sure OMF, and I'm sure Dale and Keith as well. So I'm sure you'll hear all. We gave them some good content for the friend. It did for Jerry Callahan, who promoted the hell out of this show yesterday.
Which I appreciate.
Like, he did.
I appreciate.
Like, he really promoted. I'm like, Jerry, you might be overselling over... No, it did not.
We delivered.
And we did. And Greg Dickerson...
Mark James, you are the craziest friggin' guy I have ever worked with.
Second craziest.
Yeah. Well, no, I am the craziest. Yes.
Real world crazy, radio crazy. You're below real world crazy.
Thank you. I'm just radio.
You're just real world annoying.
Yes. And crazy that.
Fraudulent.
All right. How much we had?
Still got 3 minutes.
Oh, we're going right up to 3 o'clock.
Right up till 3 o'clock.
Oh, okay. I was willing to, I thought
this guy was a national radio host and he doesn't know when the show ends.
Such an amateur.
No, but wait a second.
You certainly didn't hit the post. You missed by 3 minutes.
56 was the out.
No, I didn't. Because it's 3:05. So
now he's throwing you under the bus and blaming
nice
you.
Try,
big time
no
Rome fill-in over here.
Eamon not like wanting to take... Well, usually 56 is the end of the hour, end of the show.
It is.
Now, if I go Craig Mustard, I can go to 3:05. You know, like, that's what Mustard...
Take every last call.
Craig Mustard. Let's get this caller in. Let's get that caller in. And then Larry Johnson. I don't know about Cowie Leonard. Cowie Leonard, the Penguins.
Leave Larry alone.
I love Larry. I love LJ. It's me.
You know what I love about him? He was a big supporter of Paul Perillo and Andy Hart on the preseason television broadcast.
Why do the Penguins fire Demps?
We're not going to laugh at him. Penguins? I tuned in one Saturday.
What are you talking? New Orleans Penguins.
I tuned in and he was saying, more Hot and Perillo. That's what that broadcast needs. More Hot and Perillo. So forever in my book, Larry is a god.
Larry is a god.
Spend him for a week or two.
You know, someone said to me about Mustard and Johnson, which is kind of funny, and it's true. They are...
Does this feel like we're stretching here?
No. They're the most liked show on EI. They're the most beloved show that everybody...
Well, how could you hate them?
No, you can't.
Like, what are you going to hate?
They're the mom and pop store right. of right. of Boston Sports where everybody loves
it. They don't
them.
Necessarily have everything you want or need, but you don't feel bad when you leave it.
No.
Like you or I, right. we rub people the wrong way. Jesus. I'm an idiot football guy, pal, for the guy Providence.
Yeah.
You say plenty that annoys plenty of people. They're just they're like Mike Reese. No one dislikes Mike Reese.
No, how could you?
Mike Reese is...
Wait a second. How could anybody dislike
you can't.
Him? He's the nicest guy that you'll right. ever meet in
he
Foxborough.
Really is.
He's the great. And let me just bring this up, too. As soon as you mention Mike Reese...
I love
where,
Mike
where, Reese. Where a lot of like Patriots coverage where work for certain sites that you have to pay for, why would you pay for anything when you get Mike Reese for free?
No question.
Right?
Why would you buy literally. The cow when you can get the milk from Reese for free?
He's the best.
Correct.
Reese is the best.
They're all
who wins
imitators.
The U.S. Open?
I don't know. Not Tiger. As long as it's not Tiger, I'm happy. Give me the field.
Yeah, Tiger's not winning.
I like leaders. Woodland's still leading?
I think he's... I'm going to go Oosthuizen. Luis Oosthuizen.
I'm not going to say what Haney said to get himself fired. I'm not just going to pick a random name and run with it.
Louis, you know why? Because Luis Oosthuizen, I'm not going with lefty either with Phil. All right. I'll be back next Saturday at Fenway.
Fraud.
I don't know if you will be.
I will definitely be there.
Oh, you'll be there. Well, we'll see.
Carrying the show as I did this week.
No.
You couldn't carry me, but I had
tired after 4 hours with myself. I'm not tired at all, believe me. No, I'm definitely not.
Just bored.
All right, coming up next, Red Sox pregame with Will Fleming right here on WEEI.
Mark and Hart.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.